Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassie Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding expert helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online classes and workshops, as well as through the services of my branding agency to help you develop your online systems. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online using the tools available to us, but most importantly, thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools and put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business with a little bit of tea dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive online. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's begin. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, the podcast. So at the time of this recording, I would have just come back from my little mini getaway vacation that I did, which at the time of this recording took place last week. Now, I was supposed to actually release the interview that I did week before last week tomorrow, which would be Tuesday. I really try my best to release any type of podcast content that I have like prepped and prepared on a Tuesday, and then other times I just publish it in the moment because I'm repurposing, etc., etc. But I don't put any pressure on myself to release on any particular day, because I feel like those things just really tend to keep a person back from taking action. But when I can, and when I'm prepared and planned and have the content ready, and I feel like I can hold off a day or two, I really try as much to publish on a Tuesday in line with the theme of the origins of this podcast, which is Tea Time Tuesday. So I always try to honor a Tuesday, but sometimes I just don't let that keep me back. So without any more rambling, I was supposed to do that episode, but because episode 35 was a interview, I decided, you know what, coming off of my mini vacation, which I dubbed my self-love retreat, I decided it would be nice to break up interviews instead of having back-to-back interview episodes, to like try to come in with a solo episode when I can. So I've delayed the release of that episode till the next episode, and I'm really not sure how this is gonna come out. Maybe I might try doing a double whammy, two episodes in one day, or back to back release an episode today and another one tomorrow. We'll see how this releases to the world. But all of this to say, I decided to put off one episode and coming with this solo episode to share my insights and essentially, you know, touch on the important topic of self-care. And not just your typical self-love Sunday and that type of thing, but really and truly, I really like to come in every now and again and touch on the topic of mental health. And on that note, I actually have a treat coming up that is in the works, and I will be solidifying in the next week or two, which would be an episode dedicated to creatives and mental health. And I will be interviewing a professional. So I'm really, really excited for that, to like explore that topic. But for today, it's just me. And I want to share some lessons specifically to business owners and moms. And even if you're not a mom, and even if you're not a business owner, but you're a career person or whatever it is that you may be, if this resonates with you, then great, that's awesome. But I'm going to be speaking specifically to mompreneurs, moms, women, period, because we tend to always be serving others and we fail to give ourselves permission to take care of ourselves, right? So since coming into lockdown, you know, for quite a few months, I have been going at a pace. And I've been going at a pace. And then it continues to ramp up and amp up. And I think I've been managing pretty decently and pretty well. But we're human. We're not robots. We don't just run on fumes. You know, we're not machines. We're not robots. And the fact is that we're human. And at some point, your usual, okay, I'm going to take an hour every day, or on an evening, I'm going to sip some tea or sip coffee and listen to a podcast and unwind. At some point, these things just aren't enough. And what I'm getting at is sometimes even the self-care Sunday is not enough, especially in these COVID times, these pandemic times, where we're more or less kind of, especially moms, and maybe if you're not a mom, you might be able to relate to this as well. If you live in a household with kids and maybe you're playing mommy in some capacity as an aunt, the point is kids are home, especially if you work from home or you run a business. You're balancing being a parent and balancing serving customers and clients, and that can become very overwhelming because a business is a child. You know, you are nurturing that. Now, I have to stop and say this because it highly irritates me, because I tried recording this podcast episode last night, and as soon as I was about to click record, the dog started to bark, and it really drives me nuts. And it's at a compound where it's not even a, like, people don't live there. Like, this is a neighborhood, but for some reason, I'm not going to call the institution's name, but it's a religious institution. And they just keep dogs there, locked up in a cage. And this is why there is incessant barking in my audios, my recordings. And I'm really trying to curate an experience that does not have this. And this is why I'm like recording this at 11:28 p.m. But alas, the dog still barks. So please bear with me. I'm going to try to keep this straight to the point and kind of wrap this up in not too long. But thanks for listening. Thanks for bearing with me. I mean, maybe it's bothering me more than it's bothering you, but either way, thanks for listening, because it drives me nuts, right? Anyway, so the point, back to what I was saying. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And it's not what you would usually encounter, right? Before COVID, life is a lot. Being an adult is a lot. Being a parent, being a mom, running a business, it can become overwhelming. And now we have to adapt and learn how to maneuver this new level, right? I feel like we're in a game of Mario's, and we have to up level and we have to level up in how we navigate this space, right? With that being said, I reached a point where it's like, okay, we can't travel. I couldn't do my usual traveling this time of the year. And okay, fine, you make peace with it, life goes on. But the fact is, we're cooped up in our homes with our children, with our spouses, with our businesses. And as much as we love all of these things in our lives, we love our kids, our spouses, our significant others, our businesses, we love our lives, we also need, you know, we just don't have that time to ourselves the way we would have had it. And that brings me to one of the points that I'm going to make. Now, to kind of speed along this episode and not like give too much, I want to give backstory and context, but here's a quick backstory of my background. So I was a bit self-conscious when I was sharing and posting on Instagram. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've been with my brand for a while. You've been with me for a while. You would have, and if you followed me like last year and stuff, I would have referred to New York as home. Sometimes I make reference to Detroit, Canada. And then now with Tobago, I would have made slightly hinted as Tobago being home as well. And honestly, these places are more home to me than where I actually live in Trinidad, to be quite honest with you. That's how I feel, because these are just places that I've spent a lot of my childhood and a lot of my life in, right? I grew up with my grandmother, you know, we lived in Trinidad. And then, but my childhood did entail lots of travel. So I get nostalgic in these places because it is home as well. And I know that people who don't have that type of background, where they've moved around or they've lived in many different places, they might not be able to relate to that. And it's quick for people to judge and be like, oh, she's claiming everywhere, or oh, that, you know, she's being fake and all of this like garbage. But to clarify, I have spent extensive amount of my life in all of these places. So that is me just kind of giving you a bit of my background. And honestly, I feel as though I would have spent a lot more time in these places if I had the opportunity to homeschool like some people, or all of these options that we are now exploring in today's world. So with my grandmother raising me, and she's primarily was born in Tobago, and I think she moved from Tobago when she was in her mid childhood, like teens, and moved to Curep, and then when she got married, moved to San Fernando, and that's where the roots were kind of planted. But Tobago is also home, long story short, right? Spent a lot of time there. I even remember like picking up a Tobagonian accent at a point in time, because I spent so much time there at a point in time. And yeah, I've moved around a lot, so I connect with many different places. I would all have to say that there are a lot of people who just consider themselves as children of the world. They've been many different places, they've lived for months in many different places. So that is that. So when I guess became an adult, when I was 18, there, like, Tobago was just always my getaway spot, right? When I became old enough to just book my own tickets, jump on the boat and head on over, because I was just kind of like fed up of being here and not knowing what I was going to be doing with my life. Like, I spent a lot of my early 20s figuring out what I would have been doing with my life. And I had a lot of idle time because I wasn't pushed straight into like attending a college, attending UWE. Like, I was pushed to just be like, okay, well, fend for yourself, because my parents weren't in my life to give me that direction. And I was just home. So I spent a lot of my time reflecting, figuring out my talents, and doing different things and doing jobs here and there. And then there was Gate, so I made use of that. But I had a lot of time where I was not like working a job. So when I got bored, or I just wanted time to like be in touch with nature, that spot that I would have shared with you guys via my Instagram stories and my IGTV, that was my place to like just go and lay in the grass and stare at the sky and just figure things out and clear my mind, and I would come back with so much clarity. And I feel like on this trip I was having a lot of discoveries within my life and within my business before this trip, but I came back just with more energy and more creativity. That's how I feel. I do definitely feel refreshed. And Where I stayed is with the... If you have made it this far in the episode, that means you are enjoying this episode or getting some value out of it. So now would be a great time to click pause, screenshot this podcast, and share to your Instagram stories or your favorite social media platform. Bonus points if you click the subscribe button and leave a review. Done? Okay, great. Let's get back to the show. So the rain came pouring down, but I am powering through. I refuse to give up on this podcast episode. It's going to get out to you one way or the other. So where I left off at was, I was about to explain where I stayed. So where I stayed, for those of you who followed follow me on Instagram and watched the IGTV or followed my Instagram stories, I was staying at my aunt's place, right? And, you know, the place that I love to escape to, it's my aunt's place. And this woman, you know, she is just a quick backstory. She was a nurse, used to live in the States. She packed up somewhere in her adult life, came back, ran an inn, you know, like a hotel, and she then is retired now, and she is 86, turning 87 this month. So needless to say, she is goals, and she is someone who has a lot of wisdom to share, and I want to share some of the wisdom that I would have gotten from her. And even in those days, in my teenage years, in my early adult years, anytime I would spend time with her in Tobago, like, I would really enjoy spending time with her, because it's so nice to connect with the older generation. It's just a thing that I personally enjoy. I grew up around a lot of old people, you know. Having been raised by my grandmother, I was really close with her sister, and this woman who I'm referring to as my aunt, because, you know, that's just Trini culture, is to refer to anybody older than you but as aunt or uncle. But she's technically my cousin, because that's my grandmother's cousin, and they would have grown up together. And this woman is more or less the last elder remaining, because everyone else has passed away. My grandmother, her sister, my grandmother's brother. So it really was a lot of time for self-reflection, to connect, and it was really an honor for me to be there to connect with her. So one of the things, as I was just like, I didn't really have a lot of energy to talk a lot, but I love to listen. I'm a really great listener. Believe it or not, because I mean, on the podcast I'm yapping away, talking away, but I love to listen. And I spent a lot of time just, you know, giving her a lot of space to talk and to chat, because really and truly, people in this age category just really want company and somebody to listen to them, you know. So she talks, I listen, and when it's my time to talk, I really don't have the energy, because I'm just here to recharge my batteries. And every time people just ask me how I'm going, I don't really have much to say besides I'm tired and I'm here relaxing. And yeah, like, the kids are great, but I just needed time to get away. Like, those were usually my default answers. So with her, it would lead to my first point, which is the secret to long life. And I mean, who's a better expert than the woman who is, like, not bedridden, very active, still drives, manages her garden, manages this villa that she has on her compound, and takes guests in. So after she retired from running her hotel and she sold it, she just kept, well, she still has her villa on her compound, and she still entertains guests and rents it out and so forth and so forth. And she's like doing home improvement, she's busy painting and all of these things at her age. So there's no better person than to take these gems and words of wisdom from. So pick up the nuggets. Secret to long life is alone time. She said, you need time away from kids. You need time away from husbands. Like, that's literally how she said, you need time away from kids. You need time away from husbands. In my notes, I put significant other. But yeah, you need time away from your kids, your significant other, and your business, your job. You need time away from those things. And like, she just literally took all of the words out of my mouth. She's like, people used to laugh at her. This is what she said when she used to live in the States. And she would just take vacation time from her job. And before she would take her kids on vacation, she'll take a vacation for herself. Because you know, when you take your kids on vacation, you're not really on vacation. You are busy creating an experience for them and still parenting. So what she would do is take time to herself for 2 or 3 days, and then she would go on the vacation with the kids after, which is essentially what I was doing. But then, you know, Trini's decided to act up, so that's on pause. But you know, you need that time to recharge first. It's kind of like what they teach you in an airplane. Like, you have to put on your life jacket first, and then you put on the kids' own after. So I guess I'm on the right track, right? So you take that self-care retreat or vacation, that time to self first. And what she would do is nothing fancy. She'd go to the motel right around the corner for 2, 3 days. And she said people would laugh at her. They thought it was silly. Like, why are you going to a motel or a hotel or wherever that's right in your neighborhood? Like, what are you doing? But she's stunting on them now and saying, well, look, all of them are dead and gone, and I'm still here. So I was clearly doing something right with her words, right? So that leads me to my next point, which is silence is needed. So she made that point and went straight into you need silence. And that has been my theme the entire of last week, like silence. Normally I love to listen to music, I love to take in content, I love to listen to podcasts. Like, those are things I do to relax. But on this self-care retreat, I didn't want to listen to a thing. I didn't put on a single podcast. Up to now, I haven't played a podcast yet, which I plan to catch up on my favorites. But I didn't listen to any podcast. I tried listening to music, and to me, that was just noise. Like, I just didn't want to hear anything. I just wanted to hear silence. And if I am on the riverside and I am close to the ocean with a oceanfront property, like, that's the best silence. Like, I just want to hear the waves crashing on the shore. And that is good enough for me. Like, absolute silence. So that leads me to what she said next, which is you get so much clarity when you just have that time alone, time to yourself, that silence. Like, I mean, there's so many things that sound cliche, but silence really is golden. So silence is needed to hear your thoughts, to get clarity. Personally, at the time of writing this, which was probably day one or day two, like, I was already feeling creative and re-energized to like really come back and create the content and just exercise all of my creative juices into my clients' work, into the free content that I'd create, and so forth and so forth. Like, you need to recharge. You will get depleted, especially as a creative, right? So like, me taking that week off allows me to serve you better and to take care of myself. And when I can take care of myself, then I could take care of you guys better. Whether it's through Instagram and YouTube, or those who have opted in to work with me one-on-one, or even, you know, purchase anything, any new creations that I create, I get to show up better for you all, and I get to take care of you guys better when I am not depleted and when I have recharged. All right, so my next point is affirmations. I feel like affirmations and declaring things over your life, over your business, it's so crucial to living a long life and living a delicious life. I don't know why that came to mind, but that has been my term lately, and that is what you want to build. You know, you want to make room in your life for living a full life. So the next point was that I had to make note of is that she spoke a lot about childhood with my grandmother, her sister, and her brothers. And they all grew up, and she really painted the picture of poverty that she said that they wouldn't have spoken about much. But she has no shame in talking about it. However, while there was this perception of what we, especially in today's world, like we have way more than what our ancestors would have had, but yet we swear up and down that we're broke and or we're poor and we're this and we're that. But she said she never in a day in her life she said she was poor, because she knows she came from a family that had property, that had land, and as far as she knows, once you have land, you are not poor. And she never declared poverty over her life. So when people look around and they wonder why people have the things that they have, even though it seemed as though they started with very little, be very conscious and careful of the things that you declare over your mouth, over your circumstances, over your life. It's as they said, my thoughts were merging with what I was saying at the point in time, which is your mouth, the tongue has so much power in it. It's the difference between life and it's the difference between death. So food for thought, really change the way that you speak to yourself. Right? Another thing I didn't know about her, you know, is she survived cancer. Like, because she was decisive. And I wouldn't get into like all of this stats backstory, but I just wanted to share, like, I really admire this woman, and I'm just gonna quickly drop the gems as to how she was able to retire on this beautiful place and how she was able to build a life on her own terms. And it's not just about like accumulation of a good lifestyle or wealth or money or anything like that, but it's really about, you know, health, you know, having your faculties, being able to enjoy your long life, because some people have long life and they're miserable. You know, she boasted a lot about, you know, she's at peace. Not a lot of people who have, or who maybe they don't even have, but not a lot of people who have accomplished a lot for themselves, whatever you equate success to be for you at any age in your life, many people have successes, but they really aren't happy. And I could see that she is at peace. All right. So she was very decisive. She made tough decisions in how she was able to combat that cancer. She was actually an ambassador for tourism in Tobago, traveling with the tourism board. So she had like a healthy, full life of that you can have it all. And I find like we don't have enough examples, especially as Black people. When I say Black, I don't just mean Negro people, but just people who aren't white, right? Anybody of a darker complexion, whether you're Black, African, Hispanic, like people of color. Like, it's not very often that you see people who live such full lives and holistic lives. And I want to share with you that it is possible. And, you know, this episode is really about like self-care. And I'm going to get to some actionable things that you could do to create like your own self-care ritual on a day-to-day basis, on a quarterly basis. Like what I did with this mini getaway, or what I like calling it a retreat, that is more of self-care on a bigger scale when you need time to yourself to get away at least twice a year, once a year, or every 3 months. Obviously, you can't do this, every 3 months. So obviously, this isn't something that you can do every month. Like, you can't literally take days all the time. So obviously, like, if you're a business owner, try to schedule that in quarterly. Try to schedule it in twice a year. And at the very least, once a year. Like, we all deserve it as human beings. We all deserve to have that self-care. All right? So she did all of the things, but still found time to be decisive when she needed to be, or take the self-care when she needed to be, and do all of these things to live a healthy and very balanced life, in my opinion. Not praising her and saying that she is without fault, but she's definitely somebody that is admirable and that I do enjoy spending time with. And for not having spent time with her in a while, I really, really, like, that was like a bonus to me. Like, I got self-care and I got the opportunity to reconnect. So here's a business lesson that I picked up that I'm going to share with you all as well. So again, if you followed my Instagram stories, you would have found that I was not going to take the walk down the beach and cross the riverbank and head down to the beach. But it was through the encouragement of her selling it, right? This is a sales lesson. She sold me on, like, have no fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. And it's also a lesson on fear. Like, we work ourselves up in our minds of what something is because of what we might have seen or experienced at a time before. And little did I know in the moment that obstacle was no longer an issue, which is the landscape of that space that I traveled to get. And when I say traveled, I mean just walked down to the beach, right? That space that I had to maneuver through the rocks to get to the other side, to walk down to the beach. Like, this is also a lesson in what we work up our minds we're going to encounter before even just putting one foot in front of the other. And when we get to that bridge to cross, like, literally and figuratively, because I had to, like, cross something, then you decide and you assess, can I cross this? And if you can't, then you can always turn back, right? So the lesson in this was fear, combat your fears, try to approach it and just put one foot in front of the other and just begin. The second lesson was, like, when I came back and I told her I totally enjoyed myself, she was like, yes, I have been doing this for years. I have been selling what we have here. I would go out to Germany, I would put out the brochures, and I would look for what makes us as a country unique. And I was like, ah, they are those business lessons that I myself preach, but look at it in its simplest format. For ages, they would constantly tell you to this date. Like, there's so many things that come to business lessons that never expire. And it's always relevant, which is what makes you unique, right? There are so many islands in the Caribbean. What makes us unique? And that's what she said. That's all she focused on. She focused on what makes us unique, and she would amplify that. It's the same thing what I do in branding. What makes you unique? What aspects of your brand is going to connect the most with your ideal client and amplify that in your branding? So let's get back to the self-care aspect. So before this trip, I wanted to, like, be make so much use of the time there that I did not want to come back and say, oh, I didn't get to do this self-care activity, and oh, I didn't get to do this self-care activity. And while this pandemic is something that restricts us to a certain capacity at any given moment, you know, restrictions get relaxed and restrictions get tightened, you know, create what you can at the any given moment, right? So whenever you're listening to this, I have a whole list of things that you can try to develop your own self-care retreat, whether it's at home, whether it's a staycation, when that is allowed, where you can just take a day at the Hyatt or any hotel. These are some things that you might want to incorporate, even if it's just an hour every evening after the kids have gone to bed. I mean, we already know of a glass of wine every evening, you know, but let's really try to cultivate that, especially as we maintain our sanity and we maintain our mental health during these pandemic times. Like, we need it. We need it on the weekday. We need it on the weekends. We need it once a month. And then, you know, if you're doing this, you know, every 3 months, you might do it on a bigger scale, and so forth and so forth. You get the gist. So the list of self-care activities that I wrote down are: journal out your thoughts, right? Journal out your thoughts. I haven't bought this book yet, but I do want to get it. And it's the Self-Care Discovery book by Dr. Crystal Benjamin. So she gets a free plug today. Go check out her page, look her up on Instagram, look up Dr. Crystal Benjamin. I think that's a really good book that someone should get. I'm definitely interested in it, and I'm yet to snatch that up. That is on my wish list. The rain just came pouring down, but I'm going to continue since I'm about to wrap up this episode. Listen to affirmation meditations, right? I might dive into affirmation meditations more in another episode, but you can do your own research on your homework and see if that's something that resonates with you. The next is take a digital detox. Spend time in nature, which is what I would have done on this trip. Even though I was just documenting, but I got messages and I didn't respond to many things, especially if it was work related. So in my book, I took a digital detox, engage in meditation, set goals. Now, set goals does not have to be something stressful, where you set these impossible goals that make you feel stressed out to achieve them. Set goals can be an enjoyable activity that you have fun with crafting your life. You know, think of it like you're cooking up a delicious meal. What are the ingredients and things and the spices of life that you want to add? That's what I mean by set goals. Like, just play, journal out, and just set goals and just imagine and envision and have fun with it. Self-care activity is eat well. So I didn't go in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So eat well, if I had to count what number I'm at, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So sixth self-care activity is to eat well. Seventh self-care activity would be to sleep, right? I wish I had 2 more days additional to this trip just to spend the entire day sleeping. And bet your bottom dollar I can do that. I can spend the entire day sleeping. Okay? So catch up on sleep as much as possible. So if you are fortunate enough to do a mini getaway, give yourself permission to do absolutely nothing besides sleep. You don't have to do any meditation. You don't have to do anything. If you just want to book a day to just sleep, then just to sleep. Is this 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 8. Hydrate a lot. Drink lots of water. So try to do that as much as possible on a day-to-day basis. But when life gets stressful and you find that you have slacked off on that, Make that a mission. That is a self-care activity, is to drink lots of water. Do a gratitude journal, or just sit and do a gratitude meditation, or just spend a couple minutes just being grateful. The next one, I lost track of the numbers, is silence. Absolute silence. Like, I think I was super anal on this trip about silence, to be quite honest. Like, I just wanted to hear absolutely nothing so much that that was the number one thing on my mind, is silence. Aside from the time that I spent with my great aunt, catching up with her, letting her talk, it was silence. And the last one is to declutter. Self-care activity that you can manage to do on a day-to-day basis is to declutter, right? Have a morning routine, an evening routine, and try to declutter mornings and evenings. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this episode, and I hope this has inspired you to really make time for yourself and have ultimately given you permission to stop. You know, like, me pulling myself away from my work is hard because everything seems urgent. You always feel like you constantly have to react. But ever since I put on that vacation autoresponder and business, you know, was put on, I guess, pause. It's not really pause, but, you know, I've come back, and I was thinking I would have been diving straight into work and being scattered and feeling kind of helter-skelter. But I come back and I realize life is going on. The clients are okay. And all is well. Like, you just have to manage and set your expectations. And you will never have to feel like your business is derailing you and sending you mad. If your business is sending you mad and you're feeling derailed and you're feeling scattered, it's because you don't have proper systems, you don't have proper boundaries, and you're not managing your expectations day in, day out. I try as much as possible, anybody who I am working with, any new inquiries, I try my best to stay on top of all of it by simply managing expectations. Like, I took 2 weeks to get back to a new inquiry with a quote, but it's fine because I constantly reminded them and touched base with them and let them know, hey, I'm gonna get to this next week. This is a busy week, so next week I'm gonna get back to you on this. And then when the next week comes, I let them know, hey, I have not forgotten you, but I'm gonna get to you on that quote by Wednesday. So even if I tell them next week, when next week arrives, like Monday or Tuesday, I let them know, hey, I'm working on that quote, you're gonna get it in about 2 days. That's how you give yourself space. That's how you give yourself boundaries. This works in personal life and in business life. You create space. No one's gonna give you space. You have to create it yourself. So with that being said, I'm gonna wrap up this episode because the rain is pouring, and I really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I'm gonna catch you for the next one.